Good evening. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Zichrono Livrocha Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim Ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren Ben Moshe. Unfortunately, we still find ourselves in trying times and circumstances. The matzav in Eretz Yisrael doesn't seem to have really changed substantially. And of course, that makes it all the more relevant and pertinent, the development of and the chizuk of any level of bitochon that we could have, knowing full well that our bitochon that we have, the tehillim that we say, which inspires bitochon, and all of the efforts that we put into bitochon, has a hashpah on others as well, has a hashpah on Achinu Bnei Yisrael, to the degree that we can muster the ability to trust Hashem to end the terrible matzav there. It's to that degree that provides a schus that actually should bring about the desired results. I'd like to continue with the Ochos Tzadikim and the list of seven important ideas that strengthen bitochon in us and make it something that is deep, real, meaningful, and lasting. The first one was that Hashem is the Merachim, Verachamov al kol ma'asov, more than any other Merachim. And even when we do foolish things, He's still Merachim because He's the Shemir Psoyim Hashem. The second one that he lists is Asher kol hatevois hamagiois elov me'oviv me'imoi ve'echo v'kroiv v'reov hakol me'eis Hashem yisborachu. All of the tevis, everything that happens to us that we receive from father, from mother, from brothers, from relatives, from friends, everything is really coming from Hashem. And these people are merely shluchim, are merely agents to deliver the divine gifts. And this is a little bit strange because he doesn't even discuss the fact that everything is Hashem's chesed. And that seems to be something that's taken for granted. Hashem is Moli Rachamim, and of course Hashem does chesed with us, and we can vani b'chastecho botachti, and yogel libi b'shuasecho. But it seems that what's really critical is not to be fooled by shluchim, and to think that the shluchim, those that are the agents, like a parent or a relative or a friend, that they are doing any more than pure shlichus, than pure agency, that they have any power, that anything they give us is delivered from them. Not so. It's purely, totally, completely only delivered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem Yisborach himself. And we must be careful as we look at the shluchim, not to lose sight of the fact that they are merely shluchim, and they do not have any power. They have no decision power, they have no giving power, they have no helping power. There is no power. It's ein oid milvadoi, only the Rabbeinu Shalom. And it seems that that's very critical to maintain bitochon, because the goodness, the kindness, the power, the strategies, the help, the efforts, the protection, all of this, the natural occurrences and the divine messengers that deliver Hashem's goodness can be very easily confused. And for us to even just momentarily think, ah, this is from this person, this is from that person, or we're going to be protected because we have an iron dome, or because we have a strong army, or because we have an alert police force. And any protection that these agencies may offer us, we must be completely focused to realize that it's all ach verak me'akodesh baruch hu, and they are merely shluchim. This idea is was actually, I believe, can be a little bit better understood In a story that my Shver Zichr Tzadik Levrocha told me, that the Briskarov told him, the Briskarov Zichr Tzadik Levrocha told my father-in-law the following. He said that every Rosh Chodesh, when he would give out the money, the chalukah, to his koilu, to the Yungalite, he says he never had an idea where the next month's income was coming from. And then he added, if ever he thought of a certain gvir that he would go to receive to get the money from him, it never worked out. And I told my father-in-law, I said, I think that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was protecting the Briskarov from the nisoyon of Al Tiftachu B'Nedivim. The Rav was a tremendous Baal Bitochen. The Rav worked on Bitochen Mamish, you know, to strengthen endlessly his levels in Bitochen Bashem. And on a very sophisticated level, if the one that I was thinking about would ever work out, then there'd be a fine line that I might make some on his great, high, lofty level. Oh, I have a person. I have someone. There is a balabos. There's a donor. There's a source. No, there's only a shliach. It's all from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And it's very significant that we constantly remind ourselves and become aware of the fact that it's all from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Harbe shluchim lamokim. There are many shluchim. There are nedivim that give. There are jobs that produce. There are sources, other sources of income. There are doctors. There are sources of help. There are armies. There are technological advances that protect and do things. But they're all only merely shluchim from Hashem. And in order to maintain that complete bitochon, which means the complete trust, not everything's going to work out because we have all types of hishtadlus, but everything's going to work out because we trust totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to maintain that, we have to be vigilant not to allow ourselves the mistake of thinking that anybody or anything has any power other than directed and sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, I believe, is a very significant nekuda. And in a certain sense, in times like this, with the level and intensity and strangeness of the difficult challenge that we're facing now, one can almost see that, well, it becomes quite clear because there are no shluchim around. There's no one who could do anything. The army can't help us and the police can't help us. And it's only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And I think that may be very well the lesson of this tkufa, of this tragic situation that we're facing now, that we should realize it's not Tzahal and it's not the Mishtara and it's not any type of technological advances or any type of strength or power that we have. It's only Ein Lonu Lishoin Elo Al Avinu Shebashamayim. We can only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ein Oid Milvadoi. There is no Koyach in this world other than Hashem. Everything comes from Him, and He is the one who is in total control of everything. But maybe there's another message over here too. Chazal tells us, Afilu Cherev Chodo Munach Al Savorei Shel Odom. Even if a sharp sword is leaning on the neck of a person, ready to slit it. Al yisya'ish odem, al yimna odem atzmoi min harachavim. Don't give up. Don't withhold the divine mercy. The divine mercy can come at the last minute. There is nothing that Hashem can do, and we should never give up on divine mercy, on divine protection, never to be meyayish, never to think that, oh, the situation is out of hand, it's too desperate. And maybe that's really applicable in today's situation where people are walking around, in a sense, with cherev chodo, with sharp swords, with sharp knives, and ready to do such devastating damage. And we have to realize that Ein Lonu Lishoin El Alavina Shemashamayim, and even if the knife is in place, ready to do its terrible damage, at that moment, one must realize that Hashem can save us. In the last moment, Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin, and that's really where we get that message and get that strength from. And it reminds me of something that happened many years ago. There was a bookkeeper in the yeshiva that we were involved with, and in her office we put up a little sign that said Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin, the salvation of Hashem comes in the blink of an eye. And after a number of months, and this wasn't a particularly religious person, she said, you know, I get it, I see that it comes in the blink of an eye, but why does he have to blink the last minute? And l'chayra, the answer is very simple. Because if he were to blink, the Yeshua would have come a few days before. Then we would think, you know why? We have our payroll. We're a wealthy school. We have good fundraisers. We have wealthy balabatim. We have wealthy parents. We have this. We have that. We. When Yeshua Hashem is keherifying at the last moment, then we know that it's all because Hashem is blinking and there's nothing else. It's nothing that we have. It's no koyach and no attribute that can be attributed to us, but only the Yeshua Hashem. And in a sense, we're in that situation today too. What we see going on with this terrible sakona in which we live in Eretz Yisrael, then we realize that Yeshua Hashem keherifayin, because it's there's nothing, there's no protection beforehand. There's nothing, there's no iron dome that we know is protecting us, so to speak. But it's only the Yeshua Hashem, and it's at the last moment when out of nowhere something seems ready to happen, and out of the blue, as they say, meaning out of Shemayim, out of the blue heavens, the Yeshua comes. And I think that lesson is very important to internalize in times like this. Then the Orchis Tzadikim goes on, and he gives a third basic principle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in strengthening Bitochon. He says, Hashlishis sheyeda shekol hatoves hei mechas deo adekim loy shehu roi lekach vein HaKadosh Baruch Hu meitiv loy mipnei shehu tzorich loy ach nedova v'chesed. Very important concept. We must keep in mind all the time that all of the good that Hashem does is only because of his chesed, not because we deserve. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly not doing anything for his own benefit. All of it is nedova v'chesed. He gets nothing from us. I think this first point is significant to ponder for a moment, that all the good that Hashem has done to us is not because we deserve. And herein, I think, lies a formula for strengthening and deepening our own bitochon. Because if I were to think for a moment that the chesed that Hashem has done for me until now is because I so deserved it, that poses an enormous problem for the future. Because how can I trust Hashem tomorrow? Maybe I don't deserve it anymore. If yesterday the hatova that I received, the good, the kindness, was all because I earned it, maybe today I'm no longer worthy, and therefore I can't count on Hashem's blessing. But if I know that everything that he did for me until now was only chesed, was only pure tzedakah of a chesed, was not anything in any way that I earned or deserved, only pure kindness, chesed v'rachamim, then now I can say, hey, the future, that's not going to change. I may not deserve it. Shem Agoram Achet. I may not be worthy of the kindness that I wish, but Hashem's always given me the things I don't deserve. Everything He's given me has only been because I don't deserve it. And emotionally, I can then muster the strength to find greater confidence, greater chesed in Hashem because of that. And the truth of the matter is, the Vilna Gaon says the same thing. Because we say in Nishmas, Adheinu Azarunu Rachamecho, V'loy Azavunu Chasodecho, V'altitcheinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Netzach. So he explains, until now, Azarunu, that you helped us, was only Rachamecha. Not because we deserved it. We never deserved your help. You had Rachmanis on us. You had mercy on us. You helped us was only because of your mercy. And that you haven't forsaken us was only your chesed. Not because we deserved it. Therefore, he says, we are sure that you won't forsake us in the future. Because, and he continues, they're going in Mishlei, because if what you did for us in the past, all the saving and the helping you did was because we deserved it, then I'm afraid maybe today I don't deserve anymore. But if I know that everything you've done to me until now is only because of your kindness and your rachamim, chesed v'rachamim, kindness and mercy, nothing else, nothing was deserved, then emotionally I can draw strength from that and say, hey, Hashem doesn't change. Just like He's given me until now what I don't deserve, He will continue to do so. Let us hope. Let us pray. Let us turn to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and say, Adheinu Azarunu Rachamecho, V'loy Azavunu Chasodecho. Until now, you've pulled us through thick and thin, through close to 2,000 years of Golos. And it wasn't because we deserved it. We were undeserving. We were in Golos. We were distant, remote from Eretz Yisrael, from the Beis HaMikdash, from the levels of Kedusha that we should have been holding by. And you helped us anyway. We've survived it all. We've been through thick and thin. Azarunu rachamecho, v'lo yazavunu chasodecho. And therefore, we can now be batuach. Sha'al titshenu Hashem elokeinu l'netzach. Hashem will not forsake us. Let us strengthen that bitochen, that Hashem will not forsake us. That this terrible, terrible sakona that exists now in Eretz Yisrael will cease to exist, that we will live peacefully and we will live securely and we will live with the chesed Hashem and the rachamim of Hashem that will protect us from all type of nezek safely and securely. Ad bias goel tzedek b'mehirah b'yomeinu.